After Kathleen Weinert moved from Michigan to Pittsburgh, one of the things she and her husband looked at was where their electricity was coming from.
The choice was pretty clear to us that we wanted to invest in cleaner energy and not just wait for it to happen in 10 years, but get started now.
So she signed up for wind energy. It seemed like a good rate, and she was happy with it.
At the beginning of May, I received an email from the clean energy provider, and the subject line said, no action is required. And I almost didn't look at it.
The rate was going up by about 50% per kilowatt hour. Weinert ended up switching to another green energy provider. And she and others I talked to for this story say, overall, shopping around and switching electric providers is easy. The key is to read the fine print. That's the message from consumer advocates, too.
We've always tried to emphasize that looking at offers and choosing to switch to an alternative supplier or choosing to stay with the distribution company is shopping.
Christine Maloney Hoover is the interim acting consumer advocate in Pennsylvania, one of about 15 states where residents can choose their electricity supplier. But you don't have to. As Hoover notes, everyone has a default provider.
If you're on our website and someone clicks on the link for West Penn, the first thing they'll see is the contact information for West Penn, the website, and the price to compare.
Hoover is walking me through her office's online electricity shopping guide. You can see the base price that's typically set 4 times a year. You can compare that rate to other offers, find out about cancellation fees, renewable energy, and whether the rate is fixed or variable.
So if it's a variable rate offer, you need to know, is there a limit to how high the variable rate can go? Will the electric generation supplier provide its rate at the beginning of the month? So you know before the service is provided what that rate will be. And how will they provide it to you? Will it be by website or email?
Hoover says it's good to know how much electricity you're using before you go shopping. If you're not sure, check a recent bill. Melissa Kurtz from Harrisburg uses the Consumer Advocate website to check for those details.
I have been selecting my electric provider ever since they allowed us to do so.
Kurtz is among about 1/3 of residential customers in Pennsylvania who choose their supplier.
When I'm shopping, quote unquote, for it, I do look at the price. I do look at the terms of the contract. I do look at whether or not there's an early penalty for withdrawal. And I always make sure that there are no additional fees.
And she goes with the fixed rate.
You never know what kind of volatility would be in the market. Take, for example, what happened in Texas over the winter.
Unusually cold, icy weather hit Texas in February, leading to power outages and stories of electricity bills spiraling sky high. The residential customers who saw those spikes had opted for wholesale prices set in real time. The rules in Pennsylvania are different, but even so, that was enough for some. Beth Dreyer DeGood of Mount Joy had opted for renewable energy. When their provider switched them from a renewable source, they went to another plan that had a variable rate.
And we didn't think really anything about it. We were like, yeah, okay, it could change, but we figured, oh, it would only change by a little bit. So we went with it and we said, yeah, it should be fine. Texas happened.
So Dreyer DeGood and her husband switched to a plan with renewable energy and a fixed rate.
I just went online and picked a new one. We weren't locked into a contract of any sort, so it wasn't like we had to pay a penalty for early withdrawal or anything like that. It was very easy to switch.
While Texas was in the news this year, Pennsylvania has its own bad memories of soaring energy bills, the polar vortex of 2014.
Many were caught by surprise when the prices spiked that February.
Nils Hagen Fredrickson is press secretary for the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. Spikes in energy prices from the polar vortex led to legal complaints and refunds. It also led to stiffer regulations from the commission, including giving residential customers the ability to switch from one supplier to another within 3 days.
So that if consumers suddenly found themselves in a position where they didn't like the price that they were paying, they would be able to quickly move on to another supplier or move back to default service.
More recently, the commission also revised its rules to ban early termination fees during the last month of a contract and require electric generation suppliers to provide clearer pricing information. Hagen Fredrickson says consumers should understand their utility bill has two parts. The part that goes to your utility that covers the cost of the poles and wires and infrastructure, and the part for the energy you're using.
That's the part you can shop for, and that's the part that in general is the biggest part of your energy bill. So if you understand those things and you go into the market eyes wide open, you may be able to find an offer that appeals to you.
Scott Hudson is president of Vistra Retail, a Texas-based integrated energy company. One change he would like to see is a switch in billing. So instead of paying the utility delivering the electricity, customers would pay the energy supplier.
Choice is more than just about price and meeting the default rate.
Hudson says that type of consolidated bill would mean more options for customers. And he points to Maryland, where it's happening. He thinks state legislators will begin to see that.
Pennsylvania is the oldest competitive market in the country. And I think they're beginning to realize, no, we need now to move forward and make sure that people understand the benefits they can achieve.
In the meantime, Pennsylvanians looking for help making sense of their options can contact the Office of Consumer Advocate. I'm Ann Danahy, State Impact Pennsylvania.